The universe is big. We're small. God may feel far away, but he's not. This is the You're Not Alone podcast, and I'm your host, Pastor Dave Andrus. As I was talking to a gentleman yesterday, he mentioned to me he's 91 years old. And he said to me then, "And do you know what 91 years old means?" I said, "No, what?" He said, "God doesn't want me in heaven yet because he has more for me to do." More for me to do? What a way to look at life. This is a man who had done so many wonderful things already. He helped out at the St. Louis Outreach Center for the Blind, picking up people, driving them, not just on the monthly gatherings, but at other times as well. He was a wonderful server, and his heart was always there, and he always said and did just the right things. He helped collect a semi-load full of supplies that was sent down to the refugees of Katrina in New Orleans back in, 2008, along with $50,000 he raised to go along with that semi-full of supplies. He had done, so many gracious, wonderful things. He did lose his wife several years ago. It was so sad. They loved each other so much. Now he has lost his balance, too, so he has to always use a walker. But that's when he said to me, "You know what 91 years old means? It means God has more for me to do." He's not given up. Even though he's lost his wife, he's lost his balance. Oh, I didn't mention he's lost pretty much his sight. So he's now in the same situation of those who he served at the Outreach Center for the Blind. He needs help. But it has not stopped him at all. Oh, he is just so amazing. And I'm so taken by him. And so I look at him and I respect him. Now, changing. This is going to be related in just a second. As you know, I like C.S. Lewis. He has so many wonderful observations, both in life as well as in Christianity. I read one quote just a little bit ago where he said, "If you ask 20 good men today what is the highest of virtues, 19 of them would reply, unselfishness. But if you had asked almost any of the great Christians of old, they would have replied with love." Do you see what has happened? A negative term has been substituted by a positive term. And this is of more than philological importance. The negative idea of unselfishness carries with it the suggestion not of securing good things for others, but of going without them ourselves. As if our abstinence and not their happiness was the important point. I don't think this is the Christian virtue of love. So ends C.S. Lewis. Oh, I'm sorry, there's one last phrase here. He says the New Testament has a lot to say about the denial of self, but not self-denial as an end of itself. And this is from The Weight of Glory, a book he wrote in 1949. I think it describes a lot what this gentleman lived. He didn't live his life of denial and self-sacrificing, that this is what I need to do because God tells me. Instead, he was looking at the other direction. He was looking out. He was looking at loving people, helping people, benefiting people. He was looking not at himself, but at others. And that's why he can, at 91, say, "There's more for me to do." Even though his abilities were diminished, he concluded, because God hasn't taken him home, there's still more to do. I think that's true for all of us, even us who have disabilities. Now, I know there's a lot of people who say, "Oh, Pastor Dave, you're so great, you're so wonderful." I'm just using the talents and gifts that God has given me and trying to maximize them for His own good. Now, there are a lot of things each one of you also have. Each one of you have gifts. Each one of you have abilities. And no, it might not be the same ones. Even if you're blind, even if you're in a wheelchair, you still have opportunities. I don't know what they are, but I think you do. And if you don't, talk to the Lord, because He's not done with you yet. He hasn't taken you home to heaven. So there's more for you to do. It reminds me of a Bible verse from Philippians chapter 1. This is Paul who spoke, starting at 20 through 22. I eagerly expect and hope in no way that I'll be ashamed, but have sufficient courage so that now, as always, Christ will be exalted in my body, whether by life or by death. For me to live is Christ, and to die is gain. If I am to go on living in the body, this is fruitfulness. Those are Paul's words. And Paul suffered many afflictions as well, including not only the thorn in the flesh, but being in prison, not able to talk, quote-unquote, to people to share the gospel. No, he found ways. Even though he was disabled by mobility and ability because he couldn't go anywhere, he found ways because he was fruitful. One of the things, he wrote this letter to encourage us. Besides, he talked with his prison guards, and tradition has it many of them came to faith. So it's true for all of us, too. If God hasn't taken us home to heaven, He has more for us to do. It's not about me and I being self-disciplined and trying to obey the law, but instead, I am looking out beyond myself to others, to help them, to bless them. Let's pray. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you that you looked out beyond yourself in heaven and came down here in the muck and the mire of this sinful world and took on our sin and died. Thank you, Lord, that you now place within us your Spirit that helps us to also have a similar love, a love that we share and exhibit and speak and show simply because you have loved us. Lord, help us always to see that there's more to do, and help our eyes be looking, watching, waiting to see the opportunities and seize them. We ask this in your name, Jesus. Amen. Love to hear from you. You can do so by writing me at dave.andrus, A-N-D-R-U-S, at not-alone.net. Thanks. I'm only an email away. Dave.Andrus at not-alone.net.